Howdy, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Girls on the Move podcast. I'm your host, Kay, and you should know the drill by now. It's gonna be another short one. For multiple reasons. One, because I'm flying solo again. Two, because I actually have like a shit ton of stuff to do tonight, and as always, I procrastinated and I am recording on a Monday again, which means this has to go out in about 5 hours. So I have a lot to do tonight, not just with like the podcast stuff, but just life as well. So let's just get on into it. And I mean, here I am, you guys, just recording because I prioritize y'all's. Also, I'm so competitive with myself, and I'm like, I'm not freaking gonna be missing a week just because I'm busy. I think we're on episode 20 already. That's crazy. That is bonkers. Again, I have not ordered the camera yet. I guess this is the announcements updates segment. I have not ordered the camera yet, but I'm thinking I will probably do that tonight because, yeah, why not? Like, fuck it, we ball. So I mean, don't quote me on that, but hopefully I'll do that tonight and then play around with it this week. Don't expect any YouTube up next week just because it's gonna be quite the learning curve for me. But now that I said it, I feel like I have to. Might as well order that up tonight. Anyways, food of the week. This is gonna sound, oh wait, no, I'm not gonna do that one because you'll all make fun of me. I'm gonna do my real food of the week because I just simply forgot what I ate yesterday. Well, okay, Alex, for those of you who's new here, that is my fiance. Anyways, Alex grilled up some steaks yesterday and they were so freaking good. We literally got them from Target, which kind of surprised both of us. They were so good though. He made them so well. And then we made like rice with like seasoning and stuff and then salad. And that was like my meal of the week because it was like so nutritional in my opinion. Don't judge me if it's actually not that good. Anyways, but was a big fan of it. The rice was cooked perfectly, which is so hard for me to do for some reason. Even with a rice cooker, I'm just ass at making rice apparently. I remember like I think the first time Alex came over, this was before we were dating. We were just like hanging out as friends. I made a rice because I was making tacos because me and my brother lived together at the time. So he was coming over really to hang out with both of us. And I made rice. And it was the worst rice I think I've ever made. Granted, it was not with a rice cooker. I was like eyeballing it. I didn't really know the measurements, which is literally 50-50, I guess. But I put a little bit more water because mine comes out a little crunchy sometimes. But when I tell you, it was like eating rocks. The rice was so undercooked, and this was like one of his first times coming over. We knew each other like from work and stuff for a while, but this was like one of his first times coming over, and then I made dinner. It was just like it was so bad. It was awful. It was quite embarrassing. And then he was like trying to be nice about it, which now he would literally tell me to my face, like, this is straight ass, but like jokingly, because we have that kind of relationship. Don't come at us. What was I even saying? Yeah, so it was really bad. And my brother was like, okay, this is not that good. And then now we laugh about it. But yeah, it was pretty bad. And I knew it was bad too, but I was trying to play it off, see if anyone else noticed. But yeah, that's my little story time, I guess. Anyways, so we have some life announcements this week. So I'm gonna, well, Let me see. Let me see what my segments are. Anyways, yes, my food of the week was yesterday, which was the steak. Yes, the steak. High of the week. I have a few, you guys. Guys, I do. I have a few. So honestly, my high of the week is I did not get permission to talk about this, so I'm literally just gonna like drop the bomb and move on with it and go to my next high. But my top high of the week is my sister got engaged on Saturday, which is so exciting. We're very excited for her and her now fiance. So I won't say which sister either because I don't know if I was allowed to say this. But congratulations, you know who you are. Sorry if I wasn't allowed to say this. But yes, that's all I'm going to touch on it because I really didn't ask permission to say that. Anyways, that's a big high of the week. Another high is I went dress shopping on Friday and I found my wedding dress. Bum, ba-da-bum. It's so stunning, so gorgeous. I love it. I gotta get it altered like a shit ton. I gotta bring it in a ton because we got it from the size up. And so I'm over here like, wow, I'm a skinny legend. Gotta get this smaller. But really, I just was shopping in the wrong size, and I am still the same size I was, and that's fine. We do not care about that. But yeah, so that's super exciting. It just like is feeling so weird and wild that it's like all actually like happening and coming together. But it was really exciting. I asked all my bridesmaids, so I got my bride tribe. So, I have my bridesmaids all settled in, and I'm really excited. It's just like a really fun, wholesome group of girls. It's really mainly just sisters, like pretty much sister-in-law, and then Sid and Taylor, who you guys are familiar with if you have listened to most of the episodes. But yeah, so super duper excited about that. And then, yeah, so I mean, a lot of things have happened. We're working on honeymoon stuff right now, which is really exciting. I'm not gonna drop where we're hoping to go just in case it falls through. But the place we're hoping to go is gonna be stunning, and we're gonna work more on that tonight. I will drop a hint though that we do need to get our passports. And neither of us have our passports, so we gotta get on that shit. So yeah, that's like really exciting to think about, like possibly leaving the country. I've never been out of the country, even like Canada or Mexico. I've never been out of the country. The furthest I've gone from home is Florida. And honestly, I'm such a homebody. Like I'm already like stressed out for it, and it's not until April. So yeah, I'm stressed out, and I'm already like nervous about where like who's gonna watch Ink and all that. I know we'll get it all figured out, but it's a long time to be away, and I really like my bed and my dog. I like to be home. Another thing too is Sydney was saying that like on the like night before our wedding, apparently we can't be like in the same room. I don't know. I didn't know the rule or anything, but she was telling me that, so she's like, you have to like not be home. And I was like, fuck that. No, I'm kicking Alex out because I need my bed and I need my dog. Because so I think the day of the wedding, guys, I'm just rabbit trailing, just cuckoo bonkers. The day of the wedding, I think I'm gonna get up early and it's gonna be a long day and probably, well, absolutely, we're gonna be getting a hotel up there, because the wedding venue is an hour away from our house and there will be drinks being drunk. So, yeah. I'm gonna have Ink go to this overnight place for dogs. It sounds mean, but it's not. But it's called like a kennel. But they take really good care of him. I've sent him there for like a night or two before, and it's been good. And he's always so tired because he gets to play with other dogs and stuff, which he loves. But yeah, so I think on the wedding day, I'm gonna bring him like in the morning, because I'm like that crazy mom. I need to be the one to like say goodbye and drop him off, because otherwise I'll like be really, really sad. But it also makes me sad to drop him off because I have attachment issues for my dog. But and then Larry the next day, I'm gonna wake up, be like, Alex, let's go get the dog, and first thing, just go grab him, because again, attachment issues. And also, I was like trying to like find a way where I could somewhat incorporate him, but being that the venue is an hour away and he's not trained like hardly at all, and he's kind of touchy with some people, I just don't want him around a big group of people. But it would have been really sweet or fun to somehow like get him in like a picture or two, like take a picture with him. I don't know. Maybe I'll figure out a way to do it, but I just thought it would be fun. But I don't think it's gonna, like, if the venue was closer, I would absolutely like ask like one of my friends if they would be able to go pick him up and bring him over for just like 30 minutes for like pictures or whatever with me and Alex. But it's not, and he'll be at the kennel, so it's just not gonna work out. That's okay. We'll figure something out. Photoshop or something. Anyways. But yeah, so as you can tell, we've been doing a lot of wedding planning, and it's been fun. It's been stressful. It's been all the things to be expected. But it's really it's been a cool experience though to like figure this stuff out. My mom, bless her heart, has been such a help with all of this. She's literally just like researching all these different vendors for both me and my sister. She's honestly such a saint. We appreciate her so much. But yeah, it really does take a village. So I mean, at first it's like it's really hard to like accept the help, especially like if you feel like you're more independent or whatever, and like able to do things for yourself. It's hard to accept the help that like people are trying to offer you, but it's also like important to like take the help when you need it, so you don't burn out. And if people are offering and like they really truly want to help and be a part of it, then that's important too, to let them. And it's not like they're not, I mean, hopefully anyways, they're not gonna offer if they can't handle the extra work or the extra like stress on them. And so hopefully like everyone's having good boundaries with everything. So yeah. I don't know. So then let's get into another segment. Low of the week. Well, I don't really know. I think just the weekend going by so fast. But we do have a short week because I have actually Thursday and Friday off because my office is closed Friday. So that's really exciting. I have a 2 day longer weekend, which is so fun. We're planning on going to my parents for the 4th, and I think we're gonna have some shitty weather, but it's always just a good time to like see everyone. And I mean, I see my family a lot, but to me, like, it's still not enough. I have like quite the attachment issues, I would say, especially for my mom, which sounds really childish, but I don't give a shit. So yeah. Anyways, let's see. Lift of the week. Honestly, yesterday's leg day. Surprisingly, it's gonna be a leg day, but yesterday's leg day, I was feeling it. I was like, how some workouts you're like you're kind of just going through it, Yesterday, I was like fighting for my life. Like each set of squats was like a come to Jesus moment, and that's in my mind how it should be. Maybe not, but but yesterday it was, and it felt good. Like I felt like I was like getting this shit done. And today my legs are freaking jello. They are so exhausted and tired, but in like the best way possible. Like I don't know, it just feels good. And I'm starting to see more progress with like my like physical progress, and also like my lifting progress. Like I'm going up in weight, for both benching and squatting, which is so exciting. Benching is a lot slower of a progression than squatting, just because like my legs are naturally a lot stronger than my arms, and are able to take on a more mass than my arms are, because I got little noodle arms, but also I feel like that should be how it is, unless you're skipping leg day. Don't skip leg day. But yeah, so yesterday's leg day was really killer, and my butt cheeks, like my actual butt cheeks, are sore, which I am obsessed with, because I know that's not a sign of a good lift, but to me, I'm like, oh, my ass is getting fat. But it probably is like, just normal. Anyways, yeah, that's just my DeLulu brain coming out at ya. I don't really have any hot takes or like current events to talk about. I've been really offline this week, so if anything big has happened, like I probably honestly just didn't hear about it other than the presidential debate. I saw some clips on it. I'm not really gonna get into that one because I don't want to make enemies yet, this early on. And I also don't, I just don't want to upset people. And this isn't a political podcast, and I don't know enough about politics to like openly speak about it on the internet. So we're just not gonna open that door. Sorry about that. But yeah, otherwise, I've been really offline this week, and it's been nice. It's been like kind of like a, when you like do those, what's it called? Like gut cleanse, it's been like a mind cleanse for me, and it's been pretty nice. But I mean, other than like wedding planning and stuff, but me and Kat, this is like super off topic, not that I really have a topic today, but me and Kat, we decided to do 3 days of yoga in a row for 30 minutes, which, guys, that does not sound like a lot. I get it. But we're both busy girls. And to put that time aside to just like kind of give ourselves like some mindfulness and like work on like just relaxing and stuff was pretty important, especially for me with how much craziness has been going on and how much I've just been go go go. It's been like a nice little reset for me during the day or in the beginning of the day, depending on when I do it, obviously. But I've been doing more yoga lately, and I got to the point where I didn't need to follow a video. I could just do like I did 30 minutes of yoga without following a video, like just with my own like knowledge of it, which is very minimum, and it's all pretty much beginner stuff. But I did like a 30-minute routine of my own, like my own routine, which was super fun, and it was actually more relaxing because I wasn't always like turning my head weird ways to like see what she was doing on the video. It was like actually nice because I felt like I was just following my own flow and like being able to just like listen to what my body wanted to do and what I, also wanted to do. Because if it was getting too hard, I was like, all right, child's pose. But also it was just like way more relaxing in my opinion to not follow along to someone or something. It was just like it like almost brought more mindfulness and like more relaxation to it, and I love that. And I think from now on, I mean, I'll every once in a while I'll be doing a video just because to learn more and stuff and like increase my knowledge and increase my kind of roster of poses, but like for a while, for now, since I'm still not that flexible and like kind of want to build up my hypermobility, my flexibility before moving on to the more advanced stuff. I want to just keep doing it how I'm doing and like doing my own little routines and like 30-minute exercises or like stretches, whatever you want to call them, poses, I don't know, moves, whatever it is. But that's been so relaxing, and I think if I have time tonight, maybe I'll do more. Probably won't have time, but I think just like wow, sorry, that came out of nowhere. That's been super nice for me to be able to kind of use that as like a little time for myself and just relax. But yeah, that's been fun. That's a new thing. Also, I started doing yoga because bump a da bomb, Garmin. I know you never probably would have guessed, but they yoga is part of like the Garmin challenge, or like one of them you can do. But yeah, so I was like, I'm getting that dang badge, and I did because I got my 4 hours of yoga in the month, which barely, but that's like eight sessions because I do like 30 minutes, but and it's really when I have time, which I should like try to like prioritize that more, but it's so hard when I'm already like working. I'm gone at least like 10 hours a day at work, come home, sit out back with the dog, and that's usually when I do yoga, but otherwise if I don't sit out back with the dog, I usually walk him like 3-ish miles. Try to do that most nights anyways, and then work out, make dinner. It's just like it's just busy evening, so most of my time to do that kind of stuff is on the weekends. But then of course now it's summer and our weekends are filling up like no one's business. We have a few things coming up. Actually, the next few weekends are already booked, and we're just like trying so hard to figure out when we can like even have time to like plan, like reach out to vendors and venues and all that stuff, and hang out with our friends that we don't see as often, but also prioritize family time. It's just a lot in the summer because that's when everyone wants to do stuff, because in the winter we all hibernate because we live in the coldest freaking state ever. That was dramatic, but in my opinion, it's true. I do not like Minnesota winters. I was literally built for Florida weather, not Minnesota weather. Even like some summer days, I wear a lot of summer days where people are in, like, in perspective, people wear tanks and shorts. I will be in a hoodie. I was just not built for Minnesota. But yeah, so I guess without further ado, I need to call my mom, because we are gonna talk about wedding stuff and I need to get some shit figured out. So without further ado, do some housekeeping. If you stay for this, you're a champ. If not, you suck. No, I'm just kidding. You don't suck at all. I love you still, but I would love you a lot more. Not that my love is conditional, but kind of it is right now. If you would stick around to hear what accounts you should follow, and it's really quick, I swear. I won't make it longer by going on about this. Instagram, k.ann.fitness. Same for TikTok, k.ann.fitness. Join the Facebook group. It is Girls Lifting Plates. You have to request to join it, but me or Kat will accept you. Only requirement is that you are a girl or woman, whatever it is. Same for Snapchat. Go add me. I think I have a public account. It's KAYC-FTNS, or maybe it's a hyphen. I don't really know. It's the horizontal one. I think I say this every time, you guys, but I'm so sorry. I just don't know these things. KAYC dash or hyphen, try both, FTNS. And then of course, go if you haven't looked at the Bucked Up, supplements, apparel, stuff like that. They have a lot of good stuff on their website. If you find something you like, you can get 20% off at the checkout with the code KAYANN, the number one. So KAN1. That'll give you 20% off discount at checkout. And it also helps your girl out, which I always appreciate. But yeah, go. Oh, and then of course, the Girls on the Move podcast is both the YouTube and the Instagram, and hopefully I'll be getting something started on YouTube shortly. That's my goal. Once I get the camera itself, I need to learn how to use it. So that's gonna be its own little learning curve. So you guys are gonna just have to bear with me. The first few YouTube episodes are gonna be absolutely atrocious, and I am so sorry for that. But that's just how it is, and you guys are so real if you watch them. But yeah, so YouTube, there should be some movement on there in the next month or so. That's Girls on the Move podcast. Same for Instagram. Go follow the Instagram. I update or I post on there weekly. Just kind of a summary of the episode and a little cute picture from the week. Or with whoever is a guest on it, but usually it's a picture from a week because I have been ass at getting guests on here. So sorry about that. Anyways, go follow all those, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your week and a happy 4th of July. Stay safe. Do not drink and drive. Love you all. Talk to you next week. Goodbye.